What's up, world? We're back in the studio one last time to look back on the 2015 season and get you ready for the final game of the year. Questions, please. Up first, we have JP. What has been your favorite moment of the season? I would say the overtime victory over the Chicago Bears. The game had a little bit of everything. A defensive pick six by Jimmy Ward, a 44-yard touchdown run by quarterback, and a 71-yard walk-off touchdown pass from Blaine Gabbert to Torrey Smith. And last but not least, a locker room dab session.
Throw it up, wait for it.
This was a feel-good moment in a year with not so many feel-good moments. Jeff is now on the tee box. And the rough year it has been, is Navarro Bowman playing in all 16 games the biggest success story? It is for sure. Bowman's highly anticipated return to the Niners defense was well worth it. He racked up a league-high 145 tackles and earned his third Pro Bowl selection. The Niners were also 2-0 when Bowman was mic'd up this year.
Year and a half, fellas. Year and a half, fellas.
Yes, sir!
So I guess the lesson here is to put a microphone on number 53 in every game next season. DJ is next. What did you think of Jarryd Hayne and the way he played on Sunday? I respect that the Stephen Curry of the Australian Rugby League gave everything he had to realize his dream of being an NFL starter. Hayne produced a career-best 11-yard run against the Detroit Lions and also caught a career-high 5 passes in the game. There will be things to learn from, but now Hayne can study himself playing 35 offensive snaps in an NFL game. That deserves a massive applause. The Dab Man takes the spotlight with this. What 49ers player are you most excited to watch next year? I could give you a long list, but the one guy I'm most excited about is Carlos Hyde. I was super high on El Guapo going into the regular season, and he didn't disappoint when he was healthy. Unfortunately, the handsome one suffered a left foot injury in week 5 and wasn't able to do much more after that. With Hyde, the Niners have a versatile back who can make plays inside the tackles and outside on the perimeter. I look forward to seeing what 28 can do in a 16-game slate. Coach is next. What do you think about letting the kids play a full game? Reeser, Patton, Ellington, Eric, Eli, Brown, Thompson, White. Many of those players were active last week in Detroit, and we could see more of them this Sunday against the St. Louis Rams in the regular season finale. But let me ask you this. Who wants to be the one to tell Anquan Boldin he has to take a back seat when he's just produced his 1,000th career catch and leads the team in receiving yards? The best answer is to sprinkle in the youth when they've earned the right to play. Many have already done so. We end the year with this statement, ride or die with 49ers. Well said. Listen, 4-11 was not the plan by any means. It was a tough season for the 49ers. We saw the highs and lows of a 16-game schedule. But I want to commend the faithful for being passionate about their squad and hitting me up every single week with the good, the bad, and the ugly. We couldn't make this show without you guys, so thank you for tuning in and tweeting in questions and being down for this team. That's all the time we have for this week's show and year 3 of Niner Talk. Have a happy new year.